The largest wildfire in the nation burns right now in northeastern Montana, and it's the size of New York City. The 353-square-mile Lodgepole Complex fire in Garfield and Petroleum counties is so big that Governor Bullock has declared a state fire emergency. Joining us now is reporter Nate Hedgie, who is in Garfield County to catch us up with the latest in the largest of wildfires. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So where are you right now exactly?
I'm at a man camp in Sand Springs, Montana, right near the edge of the Lodgepole Complex fire.
And at what point in your drive up northeast did you start to notice the effects of the wildfire? What did you notice first? I'm wondering what a 226,000-acre wildfire looks like.
Well, it's really wild because at first you don't notice anything. So I was in Lewistown driving towards the fire on Highway 200. And you see it looks like a storm, like this big storm along the horizon. And it doesn't even look like smoke. It doesn't look like the fires in western Montana. And as you get closer, you realize that it is smoke, and that smoke just stretches out all across the horizon, as far as you can see. And then you crest over a hill, and the land is just black. You see burnt fences. You see a couple of homes that have been saved, and they might have some brown grass around them. And then you see a couple of burnt structures along the highway. And then you start to see the individual plumes of smoke in the distance. And there are spots along Highway 200 where you can't see anything but black.
So you spoke with Myra Wood, an undersheriff with the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, and sent over some tape of your interview with her.
There's lack of sleep. It is nonstop. The fire keeps exploding and going up, you know, taking things over. I keep hoping and praying for things to get better. And I am pleased to say that right now we're at 5% contained, which is better than zero.
5% contained. Wow. It sounds dire right now, especially with Governor Bullock declaring a fire emergency. What's the general feeling at the man camp?
People are tired, but they seem to be optimistic. The winds were better today than they were yesterday. They're concerned about dry lightning tonight that is forecast to come in. But I would say people seem cautiously optimistic and exhausted as well. Some, you know, Myra told me that she's slept 19 hours since Wednesday, so 19 hours over the past 5 days. And I think that she's not alone out here.
Anything else we should know, Nate?
Yes, yesterday one firefighter was confirmed injured. They supposedly suffered from heat exhaustion. And the person in charge of talking with the press here at the Lodgepole Complex fire said they were unable to comment on that firefighter's condition.
All right. Thank you, Nate. We look forward to your update in the morning.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That was Yellowstone Public Radio's Bozeman reporter, Nate Hedgie, on site near the Lodgepole Complex fire in Sand Springs, Montana. We'll check back in with him tomorrow for more information. This is listener-supported Yellowstone Public Radio.